Hello and a warm welcome to the Blue Toon podcast. This week it's part two of our interview with former Peterhead defender Steve King. In this part, Steve talks about the Highland League title win in 1999, joining the Scottish League, and his decision to leave the club in 2002. But first, I asked Steve about the club's move to Balmoore and how he and the players found out the news.
I think you'll always, with 6 years of that, you're always going to get rumours that fly about, and it's a difficult one until things are confirmed that the move to Balmoore was definitely going to go ahead, and there would have been a lot of hoops and loops to jump through to get that, and the club would have been very okay about not releasing any press release or any communication to players or backroom staff or anything like that until it was a done deal, and I think it was safely at the time. But I think there was a lot of rumours kicking about. But I'm quite sure that we would have been told in sort of plenty of time. And I think that the same with going to the Scottish League as well was probably as a player was a shock. Thinking that another two clubs could go into the Scottish League after Thistle and Carly joining and Ross County getting in as well. It was probably a bit, can't be letting another two clubs in. But yeah, no, it's been great.
Did the move, once you obviously knew it was confirmed and once, I guess, the stadium was starting to get built, was it something that you were looking forward to? Did it excite you?
Oh, no, absolutely, yeah. I like Recreation Park. I like playing there. I played with Rothes. I thought it was a great pitch. Okay, the stadium, et cetera, was probably aging a bit. Sometimes, football stadiums have a bit of character, and some players like that. Would it still be standing there today in the stadium as it would have probably needed to have been refurbished or updated if it was still at Recreation Park? So there's no point in trying to hide that fact. But I think the move to Balmoore certainly brought an injection of excitement and a buzz around the town and around the club. It started to introduce a lot of different people at the club, volunteers, different backroom staff, catering people. You had a whole, everything under one roof, where I was previously, it was a little bit more disjointed. I think it certainly put a lot of excitement into everybody who was involved at the club, and they could only see positives going forward. And then getting into the league, obviously, that was the next big step to take care of. And again, the club will have learned a huge amount from the day we first joined where they are now. And you can just see that in, you're self-involved with podcasts, the website. And we wouldn't have had websites in our days. It's a programme and that was it. I think it's been a you could say whether it was a risk or a gamble at the time, but I think it's something that's paid off. But the club has had to move, bringing in the managers that they have done, Ian Wilson, Ian Stewart, Steve Patterson, Cooper, Sharon, now we've got Jim, who's done a fantastic job since he's come into the club. And he's had to take the club to a level that he knows, having been from the Scottish League experience, he knows what he's got to add to keep that level of performance and better it, because they certainly aren't sitting on their laurels and they want to get to and achieve what the likes of Cove have done. What Cove have got as a problem is that have they done it too quick? You can't take away what they've done. I mean, it's unbelievable. But they've now stepped up to an even bigger level, and it's how do you sustain that?
Any favourite memories at the Recreation Park or favourite games?
Poor. 10 years, a lot. Recreation Park, scored a hat-trick there as well. I've got through these things because I never used to score goals. So when I do, I just make sure that folk remember it. Recreation Park. I know there's a lot of really good games. None that are really standing out. Not compared to what they used to be like back in the day in the Scottish Cup. I think was it Arbroath or Forfar they played and it went to a replay, but the game at Recreation was a midweek game. And I'll never forget it. I was I think I was at Rothes at the time, and I remember studying. I was at uni, and I was listening to the game, and it was phenomenal. The game itself. So I was never involved in anything at that level at Recreation Park. I think any of the games that we had were probably more at Barnmore, but we had a lot of fantastic memories at Recreation. A lot of good games, a lot of bad games as well, because we get them being sent off there, which probably goes cap in hand with the type of football I played. But no, it was a great place.
97 actually turned out to be a half decent kind of year. You mentioned the 8-0 win against the Brocks. There was also the 17-0 win over Fort William, which is obviously still a record to this day.
Yeah, and no, I didn't score either. So, but no, that was a funny day. I mean, Fort William, the bit that we as players were trying to out. And I remember Alan Lang's assistant at the time, he came in, he says the gaffer's just going into their changing rooms and said, look guys, just keep your heads up. After they've just been humped 17-0, it was, you know, for William, I mean, give them credit, they've been in the league for a long time. You know, it must have been so difficult to try and, you know, field a team, you know, with local hand. And bringing in players from over Ness and the travelling involved, and they've done so well to do what they've had, and you know, obviously now they've pulled out. But I think that day they did struggle to field a team. And they did have 11 players on the pitch, but it certainly wasn't their regular 11. And I felt for them a little bit, but only for a little bit.
Did you kind of think, oh, right, we need to ease off, or was it just a ruthlessness, just keep going?
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to be ruthless because you never know when the shoe's going to be on the other foot. You know, we could be getting humped from a team, and they won't feel sorry for us. So, no, definitely not. But I think it was probably more that there was some young players in there, and you just think, how do you pick yourself up for your next game after you've just been beaten 7-0? And that was probably quite hard for them, but yeah, it was just a game, another one that we just run riot. I think everybody had, I don't even know if I had a Perigard goal that day, probably did, but yeah, it was one I didn't get on the clean sheet, get onto the scoring sheet for, that's for sure.
Do you think the move to Balmore maybe helped elevate the club, or in terms of the playing style and things like that, so new pitch and things like that, so do you think it helped in terms of the style of play?
Yeah, I think the play, the surface was fantastic. It took a while to bed in. I mean, being a defender, I very, very rarely wore molded boots, very rarely, and I think I played that first season with molded the whole season, because it just couldn't take a stud. It was so firm. But yeah, the surface was fantastic, and it just, I don't know what it is, probably the style of the stadium as well. It gives you that sense of not just openness, but it felt as though it made the pitch wider and longer, so you were able to play better football than we had at that time. We had some great football players, like Scott Patterson, Scotty Brown, you know, Kevin Tindall, and well, that was also Scottish League, but you know, Colin Milne, Derek Smith, you know, all very, very skillful players, and we just played a level of football that some of the clubs just couldn't live with. But they did definitely excite a lot of the ball players, that's for sure.
So that was the first season in the new stadium, then we finished third, and then on to the following season where we end up winning the league. And did you go into that season thinking that we could win it, or was it again just a case of we're progressing, just let's see how well we can do?
Yeah, I think, I suppose it's easy for me to say it now, but I think a lot of players, there was a lot of confidence the year we won the league. You know, at the start of that season, when you looked at the strength of squad we had, you know, we added, you know, with Ivar, with Jim Cheen, Gary Clark, Ray Cormack, Mark Simpson, Scotty Clark, Bruno miss folk out here. Colin Mellon, Yates, Scotty Parson, Gary Clark. We had a cracking side, and just a team that you would have struggled to beat. And it just shows when you look at the record that, you know, we had to win the last seven games, and they were all away, and we won every single one of them. And we won it, I think we officially won it at Nairn away. That was when we actually won the championship. And we won 3-0 that day, I think, if I remember. And we got the trophy at Fort William the following week. And because somebody had mentioned, I don't remember what it was, somebody had mentioned that the goals conceded at the time, we were, I think, on 19. And I think the record was, I think, 20. I might be wrong with these figures, but certainly something out of there. So we were sitting there thinking, well, the following game was a nothing really. If we'd gotten beat, we'd gotten beat, still won the league. But you wouldn't have heard myself and Jim Cheen and Mark Simpson and Ivor Pirrie at the back absolutely cursing and swearing at one another, because any time we slipped up, potentially for a goal and score, we lost. We didn't have the record for the least amount of goals scored. So we ended up winning the game 5-0. But yeah, it was quite cold. Well, the familiar guys couldn't understand why we were shouting one another. You won the league last week. But yeah, it was special.
You mentioned the defensive line there. You must have been a really good four or five, if you like. You only had two losses that whole season as well. So just how much had you guys developed as a four or a five, if you like, with the goalkeeper?
Well, I mean, having Ivor at the back behind you in the sticks, it gave you an element of confidence, definitely. He did give you a few heart attacks now and then, because he used to do this Hamish McCulp, and he used to take on boys in the box, and you'd think, why didn't you just kick it up the park? But that was Ivor. Entertainment volume went with him. But he was a phenomenal keeper. Probably for my age, all I did at the back was I would sit and sweep and just try and organise the guys in front of me in the defence and even in midfield. And that probably, the more I can organise them to do the work, not to say I was shy of doing the work, but the more I can protect Ivor, it would benefit us, because we had such a prolific goal scoring machine in front of us. The more I could get the guys to go where I wanted them and do what I wanted them to do, that was all I really did, really, at the back. Just try and organise them, and that, for me, probably demonstrates the team's defence and only letting in the 19 goals. So, but yeah, we had a good amount. I mean, I loved playing alongside Mark Simpson. He was the prettiest of looking guys to look at, right enough, but I always remember when he came to Recreation Park from Morton. He was down there as a young boy, and we signed him, and I thought, man of my own heart, just raw, not much ability, but well, he'll take the shirt off his back to play for a team and win. And you know, and I loved playing aside him. I thought he was a cracking lad, local. Which was great again for the club. It was great to see somebody stand out that he's done, and he went on and, you know, did his managerial piece as well. But just, I mean, for a guy that wasn't particularly tall as a centre half, he was about my height, but he was phenomenal there. Absolutely phenomenal. Probably wasn't scared about, you know, rubbishing his looks. Probably made him a lot braver than most.
I was about to say, between him and Ivor, you've got to be a special kind of a person to be deemed playing in that kind of position.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
How does winning the league rank in terms of your achievements in your career?
I'd probably say it's up there as one of the best, I think. Obviously, getting promoted to the first division was huge. But winning the league, because the club had gone from I'd seen the journey when I first signed and played with so many players, and to get to what they've obviously wanted to achieve, and whether you can argue moving to Balmoral allowed that to happen, But you've got to, you can't argue the fact that the club obviously brought in the right management at the right times to bring in the right players. And I think, and it's not just the ability as well, the character of players, I think it's got a huge amount to do with the success of clubs. You absolutely need character, whether that's from management or backroom staff or playing staff. You've got to have that. Because you can have a team full of ball players or a team full of defenders, and if you've got no character, I think you're struggling. You need to have that dressing room. You know, you had Ed Montrose, a guy like Les Barr, who's just an absolute phenomenal character. You know, I used to get excited getting on the bus and going to games just to see him, because he was so funny and you know, cracking jokes, and it just his manner. He just eased people, he eased players down. You know, we're always nervous when we go to games and look forward to it as well. But he just brought you back and forget about it. But again, ultimate professional. And you had them at Peterhead as well, with Colin Milne, Raymond Yule. You know, you had that back, you know, Scott was a character as well, right? He was a pain in the backside at times. You had Dougie Baxter come in. That character in the dressing room was brilliant. It was really, really good.
What was the celebrations like then after the title win? Anything you can mention before we just in case?
Well, most will know that Nairn's dressing room is not the biggest, but that way it's quite small at the best of time. It just was manic. It's probably no different than any other club celebrating a cup win or avoiding relegation. You see them in the telly. A lot of players have been a part of it at some point in their career. If not, hopefully they will be, because it is a very, very special moment, because you get the backroom staff come in, the directors come in, you know, the champagne's flowing. I remember going out to the Nairn County Social Club, and it was bedlam. And then the bus, I think that night, I might be wrong, but I'm sure the bus went straight back to Peterhead, went back to the Social Club, and we had a night in the Social Club. I actually think Scotty Patterson got naked. If somebody will correct me, but I'm positive he took his clothes off in the Balmore Social Club. But it was just a phenomenal, a lot of hard work by everybody at the club, and it paid off. But I think a lot of patience as well in achieving what we achieved, especially that year, because that was a fantastic season.
Any particular reason why he got naked, or did he just fancy it?
Oh, Scotty was just, again, a character. Scotty, when he had a drink and just did a habit of doing things out the ordinary, it was just the way he was. Very intelligent guy as well, you wouldn't believe it. But he was a fantastic player. He's a player that I had huge admiration for when he played at Lossie. When he came to the club, I thought, no, he's a quality player. And it was disappointing he didn't get to play as much as I personally felt he probably should have, but a fantastic ball player.
You mentioned the success that season, so with one league, I think Aberdeenshire Cup as well, the year before, obviously, the qualifying cup, so that was like three trophies within 2 years. When the club had maybe gone through a balance spell, not winning anything, so that transition or the continued upward trend, one was kind of peaked there. Did you feel as though that everything was going right at that time, and everything in terms of, you know, moving to the new stadium, everything was just clicking?
Yeah, it's people make clubs, and taking the right people in at the right times to make the right decisions, or what I perceived at the time as the right decision, for it to all pay off, I think was great. But what we achieved that year, you're right, was phenomenal. But then the challenge then for the same people that got you there is we've got to try and achieve the same again, because you don't want to sit back. You want to keep winning. You want to keep winning leagues and cups. That becomes a tough part, because you put yourself up in that pedestal to be knocked down. Mm-hmm. And teams are trying doubly as hard the following season to knock you off that pedestal. And that's where you've got to show your character as a club, not just as, you know, on the pitch, but as a backroom staff, manager staff, and as a club. But it was tough. It was very tough. We did win a trophy the following season. I don't remember which one it was now. The quarter, I can't remember. I'm lost.
It might have been the Share Cup again, was it?
I think it might have been the Share Cup, yeah.
I was just going to say, did you find it difficult being the hunted instead of being the hunter, if you like?
I think it got frustrating. I didn't particularly mind it at all, to be honest. It didn't really change me. Some players maybe did affect them. If anything, it probably, because we had such a good season and everything felt as though everything clicked most times, what it maybe did bring in was maybe an element of complacency, the fact that we'd done it. And I'm not saying that's a deliberate thing, that's just something that kicks in the players at times. It's no player does it deliberately. And then what happens after that is a little bit of frustration then kicks in amongst, you know, the players on the pitch, and a little bit of niggling goes on, and all of a sudden you're 1-0 down, and you know, you're scrambling to beat a team that you would have comfortably beaten the year before. So I think that was something that was difficult to deal with.
Halfway through that season then, the announcement was that we're going to be joining the league. Did that become a distraction for you? Because obviously you knew that what happened in terms of that season, you were going to be playing in the Scottish League the following season.
I don't think, some people may say it was shown in maybe some performances that was visible, but I mean, it was obviously a hot topic, you know, it was spoken about a lot in the bus and what have you, but I don't think it really affected us when we went over the line to start a game. What it did do, excuse me, before the end of the season, it did actually put a difference of opinion in some of the players in terms of whether they wanted to stay with the club and go into the Scottish League. I remember we were down, I think Ian Wilson was possibly on holiday at the time, and Alan Lyons was, no, I'm talking rubbish, it was at Alan Lyons' office, and Ian Wilson was there, sorry, and they were signing contracts, and I always remember speaking to Gary Clark, because he was very in between whether it would go or not, and I just said, well, why don't you just sign for a year? Experience Scottish League. If you don't like it, you can always go back to Highland League. I said, but for me, I would, you know, my personal experience of Scottish League is, I think you'd be silly not to give it a go. In hindsight, it's a shame for Gary what happened to him, but he was absolutely on fire at the start of that. I mean, he was just, it was phenomenal what he did to some of the defences in the Scottish League. Absolutely tore them to shreds. And then, you know, that night in the Cup, it was a Cup game against Forfar. He broke his leg. And I felt so sorry for him because the guy had a buzz about him because he knew himself how good he was playing. But he was tearing experienced defenders to shreds. His pace, his physique, his ability to score goals, I think they just got a complete shock. They didn't realise, you know, we possessed such a player, and he was just on fire. And it was such a shame to see the poor guy doing what he did, and then, you know, that leg break, because that knocked his confidence a bit, and it took him a wee while to come back. But again, take my hat off to him, and he came to every single game on his crutches, on the bus, every game, home or away. And again, that just sort of painted a picture of the sort of camaraderie that the club had, you know, amongst the players. It was great.
Do you have any doubts that the guys that you're playing with in Ireland, they weren't going to be successful in the league, or could play at that level? You know, you mentioned Gary Clark, there's Colin Mellons, the Mark Simpsons, Aga Pires. Could these guys be as successful as they were in the Highland League? Had you any doubts about that at all?
No, I have no doubts at all. I mean, I believe that in all the players that were league. Obviously, we, you know, we brought in Ian Stewart. You know, Wee Stewart, he was just, again, a phenomenal addition to the club. Hated playing against him, absolutely hated it. But you'd have him in your team every week. You know, a bit like Dougie Baxter, I was another one. Absolutely loathed the wee dick. Well, I'm not sure. But he was, because, you know, but he would absolutely agree that was just Dougie. He was a hard player with a lot of ability, and you hate playing against him, but you'd have him in your team every week. Stuart, he was the same. His goal scoring record speaks for itself at all levels. Great wee guy. Great to have in the team as well. You know, the team bus. Loved playing cards. Always had the card schools kicked off. But I think, you know, bringing in these Dolly Herds and Stuart McGuys and these players that had Scottish League experience, well, they were essential. Does it need to go to the level they're at now? Probably, yeah, it does. I think to maintain the level you're at and better it, you'd absolutely definitely need to bring in strength and youth as well, because your old players can't play forever. You know, you've seen, you know, Scott Brown moving on. I just saw that in the news today as well. Now, whether you class him as an old player, 27, I think he is.
27, yeah.
You know, and he'll be a big loss to the club. Been there 6 years, and Jim probably won't want to lose him, but Jim's maybe looking at building for the future as well. He's maybe seeing players that are maybe, you know, better in that area from a physical presence, fitness-wise. And also, Scott's maybe got an appetite to go, you know, elsewhere and further the rest of his career somewhere else. And you've just got to take your heart off and respect people's, you know, wishes and desires or what they want to achieve in their footballing career. But no, I had no doubts that the players that we had in the club have not been able to perform at that level. Definitely not.
A slight irony for yourself, the first game was against Montrose.
Well, actually, my last game of the club was against Montrose as well.
So, it comes full circle, doesn't it?
It was a bit strange. I think we beat them 2-0, I think.
Yep.
In the first game. But again, I, as much as I had a great time down there, and I loved my period there, I was a Peterhead player, and there was absolutely no way Montrose were getting, were getting one over us. Absolutely not. And then to play them, I think, if I remember, John Sherrin was the manager at Montrose at the time, and we beat them quite comfortably. It was 3-1 or something, last game of the season, and it was quite an emotional day. But to play then the first game and the last game was a bit weird, but it was good times.
You mentioned Ian Stewart. How big a statement, if you like, was his signing at that time?
Yeah, it was. It was a big. I think the biggest conversation amongst the players was, I wonder how much money you get. He was just that. Something's associated with that. But no, Ian brought a. He's a cracking guy in the dressing room, but just his ability and his being able to put him, he was just an absolute sniffer in the box. But fantastic ability down the wrong. He's a little guy, but his ability to score goals in the areas that you wouldn't expect was unbelievable. But he just had a knack. Ian used to, and for me, the sign of a good striker is a side that doesn't just watch the ball all the time when it's coming. He used to watch the defender. He'd keep an eye on the defender, and as soon as he seen the defender lose concentration, he was away. Mm. And he was off, and he had himself in an area, and he barely scored a goal, and they're like, well, where did that come from? But he just had a knack of watching you, and as soon as you took your eye off him, he was off. He had lost him. He was so, so good at that. But no, he was. What it did was it just showed the players, you know, that were at the club at the time that, you know, we weren't just in here to make up numbers. We were seriously looking to try and add something to the league. We're not coming in here to be whipping ones. and bringing Ian in was obviously what Ian Wilson wanted to do. You know, I'm not an out-and-out goal scorer. There wasn't any disrespect to Colin or any of the other players that were in there. He was just a player that Ian thought, you know, he's going to have that league experience and he's going to add a huge amount to the club, and he did.
Was he the kind of player that if you got the ball, you were immediately trying to look for him in terms of his movement and things like that?
Yeah, I think for players like for Scotty and Craig Yates and Stuart Mackay and Kevin Tindall, they always looked for him because he was a very good link-up player. He was always good at showing. He would go and show and take the ball and lay it back and get. He was very good at playmaking with the midfielders. But as I said, he was very good at finding a space. And as soon as he saw him, he gave him a score, and that was it. I think different from Gary. Up front, from a defender's point of view, especially like that, Gary was one of these guys who turned a bad ball into a good ball. Mm. But I always knew the area to play the ball in behind the defender, and Gary would get on it every time. Ian was definitely a very good link-up player. He's excellent.
Prior to that season, or maybe after that season had finished, was there a discussion in terms of where the club was wanting, or the board was wanting the club to go? You know, was there a 5-year plan, if you like, in terms of, you know, getting out of that league?
I don't recollect any conversations like that. I have to admit, generally things like that don't really come into the dressing room with the players. They may have had a 5-year plan, 10-year plan. I'm not 100% sure, but from a player's point of view, that was never ever really discussed, and generally it doesn't normally hit the players. That's normally something that's kept within the boardroom and the management staff, so that they can, you know, they can build from the youth, you know, upwards with your school academies and so on. But no, I think most of the players at the club at the time, I think they're just excited about being part of the Scottish League, and obviously after a few years, obviously I moved on, but those that are still left are obviously still doing a really good job and enjoying it. But it was quite noticeable. You know, I kept an eye on the team and the amount of turnaround of personnel. The team was changing quite quickly. But again, that's because you've got different managers coming in with different views, and they've got different, you know, a different network of players that they can maybe tap into and bring to the club, and that's what resulted in having different players. And it's always going to happen.
So you finished fourth in that first season, which I guess would have been a fairly decent first season. And for yourself personally, you played 35 out of the 36 league games, only missing one. So how satisfied were you with that first season?
Yeah, no, I absolutely loved it. And I mean, obviously, I was getting on a bit. So it was probably a major achievement. I managed to play that amount of games. It was being, you know, coming from the throws back into high league, your head does tell you, well, I'm probably in the high league to stay now, probably won't get another opportunity to go and play Scottish League, but to get it, and to get it with a club at Peterhead was brilliant. It was a great achievement at the club, but I thoroughly enjoyed that season. Following the season, not so much, and I always bring up Ian Wilson, because I was getting on a bit. I obviously had to try. I had to train that bit harder. Because I think I was 35 first season, 36 when I left. And I remember I played all the pre-season games. And I mean, it was a tough pre-season. And I didn't miss a training session. And I played really well in the games. Well, I thought I did. And I remember I started the games. And when he dropped me, we signed Scott Patterson at that time. The ex-Cove Scott Patterson.
Yep.
Who was a phenomenal player. And I remember we were away at Stirling Albion and he dropped me. Wilson did, out of the blue. And all the players were like, what's going on here? And I played the previous week and I won the previous week and he dropped me. And even at my age then, I'd be classed as an experienced player and I should be taking it, you know, professionally and I did. I took it professionally, but I wasn't happy. And he sensed it when we were out in the warm up, and he just came up to me and said, "Keep your head up." And I didn't answer him. So he knew I was cheesed off, but I've never forgiven him for that. I keep telling him, because I do see him sometimes, and I always bring it up. But yeah, the thing is, the type of player I was, I saw that as a chance to get back in the team, and I managed to get back in. But yeah, I knew then the writing was on the wall for me. For me to play at that level at 36, 37, it was probably going to be a tall order, but for him to drop me, it's almost like it was a gentle nudge early on in the season, start thinking about next season. And I'm probably looking into that too much, but that was me. I made my mind up I was going to be packing at the end of that season. And again, it was the right decision for me. I probably would have struggled to do another pre-season and games for me to try and get back into the team. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to be playing every week. If I felt I was fit enough to do it, I went in. And I don't have the right to demand that. And that's why you've got to move on and take that challenge somewhere else.
Before we get to your Peterhead career, there was one, I guess, another highlight in the first season was the Scottish Cup run, which we got to the quarterfinals. Strangely, first season in the league, and here we are, Scottish Cup quarterfinalists. I really, would it be safe to say it was a weird cup run, do you think?
Yeah, I think obviously getting into the quarterfinals was the weird bit, you know, getting a bye, and we were supposed to play Airdrie.
Airdrie in the previous round, yep.
But yeah, I think, who did we, was it Galloway again?
It was Whitehall Welfare, then Cove, then Morton.
Yeah, I think I scored that game. I think we had Morton as well.
Yep.
Yeah, it was weird. Getting the Airdrie and then getting the bye was just, and then going 1-0 up against, you know, my old manager Jim Leash from Livingston, going 1-0 up so early on, and then getting one cleared off the line. Ian Stewart was goal bound, and I think John and Boy Anderson sent off. So we've really been 2-0 up, 1-0 up. But again, it just shows you the level, the fitness, the last sort of 20 minutes, half an hour, we were on our backside. 3-1, and we gave a really good account of ourselves. It was a great day. You know, Martin Johnston scored, you know, fantastic player. And I'll never forget, he was in tears after the game. Just what it meant to him, you know. It was a great occasion, and again, every player should grasp trying to play at the highest level you can, because the opportunities you potentially get are fantastic.
Another good player, that Martin Johnston, eh?
Yeah, he's just an honest lad. I mean, it's a travesty what he's going through at the moment, and I absolutely feel for him. But such an honest laddie, fitness, ability, and he's achieved it at, you know, Elgin. You know, he was a great player at Cove, but no, just a great, great lad.
You mentioned your time was coming off at Peterhead, and you almost felt as though you were being pushed towards that. Did that maybe put a dampener on the way it ended slightly? Maybe wasn't it on your terms, if you like?
Well, no, the decision was on my terms. I mean, Ian didn't say, "I'm releasing you." I said, "I'm that's my last season." I think Alan and Ian, I think, did want me to stay, but Ian was honest, I can't guarantee games. I said, well, I wouldn't ask you to. You know, no player at my age would want you to guarantee him a game every week. I wouldn't want to, you know, even if I was 26, I wouldn't want you to guarantee you've got to play for us, you know, in a jersey. But I think I'm glad I made the decision. Whether dropping me early on in the season was his way of, you know, giving me a sign, I don't know. But no, I don't think it damaged it. I'm glad I left the club the way I did. And probably playing against my ex-club Montrose in the last game was a bit of irony. I'm not sure, but it was a great day. It was emotional for me. I'm not scared to admit it. It was tears in the dressing room because I loved playing with the club. You know, I had a lot of really good memories and achievements there, and it's difficult to leave a club like that. But no, I was glad the way it happened.
Yeah, 10 years at one club is maybe unheard of maybe these days. So you're right, probably leaving there for the last time maybe was emotional for you.
Yeah, I just think you know when you do put it all into a club, and you go through a lot of different types of journeys throughout that period, you know, there is going to be an emotional attachment to it. You know, especially what we had achieved, you know, whether that's a team thing or a personal achievement. You know, I wouldn't have won, you know, Highly Player of the Year if I wasn't with Peter Head, I don't think. You know, and just through that was that successful period, everybody was on a high. And, you know, there's a lot of personal achievements within the club as well as the team, you know, winning the awards that we did. But yeah, leaving the club was difficult. You know, don't get me wrong. Should I have stayed, tried to play on and be a squad player and then maybe be involved in the backroom staff, maybe do the youngsters? Would that have been the right decision? Who knows? I made the decision for me. It was the right thing to do. And then I moved on and managed to play a few more years, which I wanted to keep playing. I thought I was fit enough. And when your head tells you and your body tells you you still think you can do it at a certain level, then you want to carry on. So going from Scottish League back into Highland League, which I did, was probably the right thing because I still had a good few years and I was able to add some value to the club I went to.
Did you watch from afar how far the club then progressed under Ian Stewart as a co-manager with Paul Meadows?
Yeah, I kept it. We sort of kept an eye on. You know, I was, you know, when he, I think it was at Partick Thistle, scored in the dying seconds, sort of getting into the playoffs, and you know, and I felt from then and the way that Ian left the club as well, I felt from as well. You know, Paul was a great, you know, when Paul came into the club, a great keeper, and great coach as well, and worked well with Ian. But yeah, I kept an eye on it, and you always want the clubs that you've got a lot of fond memories with, you always want them to do well. Absolutely. You know, I'm no different now. Even 2 years I had at Rothes, I see how well they're doing, and same with Montrose. We keep in touch with a lot of the guys in Montrose who've still been down. Peter Head seen them do successfully. Say, and I'm no different than Keith. You know, I had 2, 3, 4 year good years at Keith, and then been into management with Darren. Darren still again was another chapter in my football career that I'll never forget. And was again was the right decision at the time to make with Darren. And again, I look at how Keith are doing as well. So, you know, I've not had a lot of clubs. There's a lot of players that have jumped about in a lot of clubs. I've not had many. And I'm glad I haven't, because I've still got a lot of ties with a lot of these clubs, and I'm very fond of them.
How would you sum up your 10 years at Peterhead then, if you can, because it's a long time to sum up, but how would you sum it up?
A lot of highs, probably more highs than lows. There is lows, there's always lows in football, but I think some of the achievements that we had were, well, you know that 17-0, at least 19 goals conceded, you know, winning the league, you know, the qualifying cup final against Fraserburgh, the 8-0, I'll mention it again. but, you know, I think the amount of friends I've made up there, and, you know, not just with the locals, but with players as well, I think that's something you can't forget. I think the whole journey, going from Recreation Park to Barnmore, and then going into the Scottish League, being a part of that and seeing the club changing and people changing and embracing it and getting to where they are now, I think they've got to take huge credit as a community. So it's a difficult one. I think the 10 years, I just loved the journey. You know, and for me, the journey was joining a club that probably at the time were struggling. You just needed to look the league position, but they had potential with some of the players there. It was obvious that we needed to add to that and bring in experience. And that journey was what the directors did. You know, the two Rodgers came in, management changed, players came and went. And that was that journey of getting in. The prize at the end of it was obviously, you know, that season that we won the league.
I think it maybe goes without saying, but you guys that were part of that first season, the second season, and the first few years having joined the league, maybe set the foundations for how the club is going on and where they're at now. And like yourselves, you know, Mark Simpson, Agar, we keep mentioning these guys, but without them, maybe we wouldn't have been in the position we're at now.
Probably not. I'm being honest. I'd like to think what we did was we probably came in and showed the league at that time that we weren't in here just to make up numbers. You know, you look at fifth and fourth and fourth, you know, a higher league club coming into the league, we didn't spend a lot of money at the first season to achieve a fifth position was, again, a great achievement. Then you have to start looking at investing in bringing in better quality players, more experience. Then you need to start developing youth, bringing in youngsters to backfill those that are going to move on. But I think what we will have done to the club, you can't say that us as players have contributed to where the club is now, because that's a difficult thing to say, that what we did in the league when we joined 20 years later are benefiting from it. I would say the club on a whole will have benefited from any mistakes or different decisions they made during our time. And I think they'll have, throughout the years, been learning from any mistakes that they've done. And it can be things about how do they raise money as a board, what sponsors do they bring in, what managers do they bring in that are going to take us. You know, they've obviously got the right manager at the moment and have done for a number of years. And I think that's probably where the club has developed to where they are now is basically because you only learn from mistakes that are made. I would say us joining, I'm not going to say that us as players have made the club the way they are now. Absolutely not. I'd like to think we've contributed to it, especially how we started those first 2-3 years, definitely.
Well, Stephen, it's been an absolute thrill to have you on. Genuinely, really, really pleased to have got you on and chatted with you. I've enjoyed it, enjoyed the stories. So hopefully you've enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, hopefully. I've probably got a few things wrong. I'm going to get a few texts next time when it goes out. Obviously, he didn't play then. And no, you didn't score, Hartnett. But yeah, no, I've thoroughly enjoyed it, Colin. Thanks for inviting me to come on.
No, as I said, it's just been a genuine pleasure of mine, because growing up in the sort of late 80s, early 90s, you were one of the players that I always had liked, and like Sir Ivor Perry, so it was genuinely pleasing just to get you on.
No problem.
Thank you very much. Okay, yeah,
cheers.
Cheers.
I do hope you've enjoyed that one, our chat with Steve King. And once again, a huge thanks to Steve for coming on. Join us again next time for another special guest interview. So until then, stay safe and we'll see you all again very soon. Cheers.